Proverbs chapter 2, and the title of this message tonight is Looking for Socks. Mm.
What?
Looking for Socks. Looking for Socks. You ever misplaced something and you went on a diligent quest to find it?
Yes, many times.
Diligent probably is an understatement. For some of the quests that we have made to find whatever we were looking for. And during that time, nothing else mattered. We weren't hungry. We weren't concerned about what was on the TV. We weren't concerned about our next appointment. We weren't concerned about anything except finding that thing that we lost, right? That's not how it is when you're looking for socks.
No.
In fact, you don't really search for socks. You know where they are. You have plenty of them. And so there's just no real concern about it. Plus, if you didn't need some because you were out or they had too many holes in them, you knew where to go to buy them. They're cheap. It's no big deal. I mean, how many times have you gone into a frantic search over socks?
Many times.
You're the only one. The rest of us, it just doesn't matter. It just don't matter. But here's a stunning thought for us to think about. That's how we search after wisdom.
Amen.
Like a pair of socks. Whether you want to admit it or not,
amen.
That's how we search for wisdom.
Amen.
Here in Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon gives us a different perspective. In verse 1, he says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, your word is living and it's powerful. And it's exactly what we need. Lord, I pray that you would please speak through me tonight the things that you want us to hear.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, you know our needs. We don't.
Yes.
And I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide me to say what I should and refrain from what I shouldn't. Lord, I pray that you would help us to gain the right perspective of seeking after wisdom. I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Solomon says in verse 5 that our fear of God and knowledge of Him will grow to a healthy level if we seek Him as though we were seeking buried treasure.
Right.
You've seen so many movies where there was a map and all kinds of clues, and what they're looking for is that hidden treasure chest that was full of gold somewhere. Right?
Right.
And these people gave up everything. They left their home, they left their job, they left everything so that they could find that. Right?
Right.
Jesus talks about that. Mm-hmm. Talks about that man that found that valuable jewel in that field and said that he sold everything and bought that field.
Yeah.
And then went to digging. You know what understanding does for you? That's one of the things that Solomon is telling us here.
Yeah.
To seek after. Like we would seek after silver or gold.
Mm-hmm.
But what understanding does, ladies, it helps you understand your husband better. Guys, it helps you to understand why she says that or does that.
Right.
How valuable is that? Understanding helps us to deal with people and have more clarity in our dealings with people. And that's a valuable thing.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I struggle dealing with people. Sometimes people have problems dealing with me. It goes both ways, by the way.
Sir.
And I hope that if you think it's all their fault and that you're not to blame in any particular way, the light needs to turn on right here.
Amen.
Sometimes we're the problem.
Yes, amen.
It's not always that other person. Understanding helps us to see that.
Right. Amen.
You know what the fear of God will do for you? It'll help you to hate sin.
Amen.
Your sin.
Yes.
Amen. Not their sin. You already hate their sin.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your sin.
Right.
The fear of God will help you to hate your sin. And see it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we don't see our sin.
Right.
We're blinded to it.
Right.
That's why David prayed and said, search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Because he knew that God knew everything about him. He didn't.
Right.
David didn't. He was blinded to his sin.
Yeah.
And so he prayed and asked God to reveal it to him. We're the same way. The fear of God opens our eyes to our sin, and we learn to hate it. Fear of God draws us closer in alignment with His perspective.
Amen.
That's valuable.
It is.
The reason that we don't know God and have a healthy fear of Him is because we don't want to. We don't want to know God, nor do we want to acquire wisdom. Because if we did, we'd be digging for it like it was hidden treasure.
Amen.
Like the woman in Luke 15 who lost that jewel. The Bible says that she turned the house upside down.
Yeah.
And swept every corner, swept under this, swept under that, move this, move that, search for a long time. You've been there.
Yeah.
When you've lost something. Or that man that lost a sheep. He had 100 sheep. And one of them drifted away and just took off somewhere. And he left the 99 to find that sheep. Kind of like when you've lost your phone. Has that ever happened? How many of you ever had that happen to you? I did. In fact, it wasn't just lost, it was stolen. I think I've probably told you the story, but I'm going to tell it again. And if it's not the first time you've heard it, pretend that it was. But I left my phone in the bathroom at Publix. And walked out. Went and bought some things and left. Got to my truck. And I didn't have my phone. And instantly I remembered, oh, I left it in the bathroom. Hopefully nobody's been in there since I left. So I ran back into the store quite quickly. Ran to the bathroom and it wasn't there. I became frantic. I went to the customer service desk and I said, hey, somebody returned a phone up here? No. Oh my. Oh my. I didn't have a lock on my phone. You can get into it easily. So I got to the truck and I knew I needed to get home and get with Jeanette and get her to get on her phone, and so that we could call and close this phone off, shut it down, something like that. I didn't know what to do. She says, well, maybe we just need to go on this app that I have and see if we can find out where it says your phone is. So we did. And all of a sudden it showed that it was at that Publix in the parking lot. And I thought, oh, that's reassuring. I guess I just dropped it. So we drove over there. And sure enough, it led us to this dot, right? Right where that phone was. And it wasn't there. So I went inside the Publix, went to the customer service. No, hadn't seen any phone. Went to the bathroom, of course, no phone. Went back outside. And now this app that showed where my phone was kind of showing blank. We prayed. This was about the third time we prayed. We got done praying and Jeanette says, let me check this app again. So she checked it. Now all of a sudden it's showing that it's down the street at a gas station. So we drove down the street, followed where this dock was, and it was behind the gas station. We drove back there. There was a Tesla charging station there, and there's a car right where this dock was. So I got out and I walked up to the window, and there's a guy in the back seat waiting on his car to charge. I guess it takes a while to do that. He was just kind of laid back there, comfortable, and I tapped on the window and he sat up, and when he did, I recognized him as the guy that walked into the bathroom right after I walked out. So he rolled the window down a little bit. I said, my phone's in your car and I want it back. And he didn't say a word to me. He just held up his phone and shook his head like, this is my phone. And I said, look, my wife's phone traced my phone to here and it's in your car and I want it back now. And he just looks at me for a couple of seconds. And then he turns around and he grabs my phone and hands it to me. So I went back to the car thinking, that was a lot easier than it could have been.
Yeah, amen.
Got in the car and we just thanked the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, it's just a phone, but there's a lot of information on there that, if you can get into it, and he had tried. All I'm saying by that story is we were frantic there for a good while.
Right.
We were seeking after this phone. We were praying. We were looking. We were taking risk.
Yeah.
We don't search after wisdom like that.
Lord, help us. Help me.
Sadly, I'm afraid sometimes our phone is more valuable than our Bible.
Mm.
When was the last time that you looked for your Bible like that? Because you couldn't find it. The things that are most dear to us, we attend to frequently and carefully.
Mm-hmm.
The word attend means to regard, to fix the mind upon, to pay attention to, to apply oneself. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, Solomon says, hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding.
Yes.
Same chapter in verse 20, he says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Incline thine ear. I like that phrase. It literally means to lean over.
That's right.
And turn your head a little bit and get your ear a little closer to that person who's speaking. I know what that's like because I do that a lot. Because I can't hear as good as some people can. And sometimes I have to go a little further and say, can you repeat that?
Yeah.
Because I struggle there a little bit. And you know what? I do that because I want to hear what they were saying.
Right.
Amen. We don't want to miss anything that they're saying. More importantly, we don't want to misunderstand
right.
what they're saying. How fervent is your Bible study time?
Amen.
In other words, are you attending to God's Word? Or is it just a thing to check off? Do you seek after wisdom like
Amen.
You're looking for your phone when you've misplaced it? Or that envelope with the money that you left the bank with and now all of a sudden you just can't find it? If you lost your Bible, how upset would you be? In verse 3 and 4 of chapter 2, we'll read them again. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures. When I read this, I picture a person loudly begging for something. Or a person who has set aside work, play, TV, and even food until they find that thing of high value. But that's not us. Our search for wisdom and a deeper walk with Jesus is more like we were looking for socks. Some days you don't even look at your Bible. 2 o'clock rolls around and it hits you that you forgot to pray. And you feel slightly guilty because you couldn't check that box off. Which is exactly what it was to begin with. A box to check off. How fervent is your time with the Lord? Then he says this in verse 5. After he describes how we are to seek after wisdom, understanding, and a closer walk with Jesus, then he says in verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Until we place proper value on gaining a closer walk with Jesus, we're not going to have understanding. We're not going to have a healthy fear of God. Okay? Nor a close walk with Him. Having a deeper relationship with Jesus was so important to the Apostle Paul that he was glad to suffer for his sake. Knowing that it would draw him closer to God.
Yeah.
He talks about that. But that's not us. We hate suffering. We complain about it. Sometimes we even get mad at God because of it.
Lord God.
When it comes to seeking wisdom, understanding, and a closer walk with Jesus, we're just looking for socks. So I want to encourage you to approach your walk with Jesus as though it was the most valuable thing to you. Because it is. Whether we see it like that or not.
Right.
It is. It's not a 10-minute morning assignment that you endure so that you can go out and play on the playground. It's an all-day adventure. Proverbs 3, verse 6, the Bible says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths."
Amen.
How valuable is it to you to get direction on the decisions that you're going to make tomorrow? From the one who's already there tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen. He's not bound by time like we are. We can't even think outside of the realm of time.
Right.
But God's not bound by that. And because of that, he's not just here today with us. He's here tomorrow before we even get there.
Right.
He's already there. He knows what's going to happen, and he can guide us around unnecessary problems. He can help us to have the direction. That's what he says in that verse, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6. How valuable is that to you? Stop looking for socks. Start looking for gold. Start looking for wisdom and knowledge as though it was hidden treasure. And we will gain that understanding. God has it. And he's waiting to pour it out on us.
Amen.
And as long as we're looking for it like it was socks, he's just going to hold it. He's not going to give it to us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I pray that you would help me to learn to love your word like I should. Lord, help me to seek after wisdom and understanding and a closer walk with you like nothing else. Father, I pray that you would help all of us to gain a closer walk with you and place proper value on the time that we spend with you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Turn to 473.